Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. We are a poetry family located at allpoetry.com. We'd like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. Enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Yeah, that was a disclaimer. And here I am, Raz, on another night of public poetry. I was going to originally do a shout-out to my man, Sir Walter Scott, on Guy Mannering, but I must have misplaced the script. Anyways, let's look at the limelight, and there on air with Red, here dressed up, boo.
Oh, shit. Sorry, hello. I was going to play a song, but I guess it didn't work. I put it in there, but that's weird. Okay. It says it's playing. Isn't that weird? I can't hear anything. Can you hear me, Red?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
okay.
With the air going off. But I don't know if you wanted to do a different intro. There's a disclaimer, but I had
no
intention of playing a song.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right,
no, the disclaimer is good, but I can't see what I put in there. It keeps saying our direct connection has some whatever. That's okay. I'll play it later. I'll play it on the way out. But I think Rack's on the line.
Yeah, we could just do that later then. But why don't we start off with...
Let's get Rack on the phone.
Something else... that's in the studio.
Hey, Rack.
I'm looking. Is Rack there yet?
Rack's
yeah, Rack's
here.
Right
hey,
there.
Hey,
Rack.
I'm not muted.
You're not
hey,
muted.
Rack. Yeah, you're off mute, off mic.
Yo, yo,
that was pretty quick, wasn't it? This time I'm looking at the
drink
studio.
Back.
Yeah, we don't actually, Pee-wee's going to help us out, too. He's going to get us some of the poems and whatnot, but he's on his way home from work, too.
Copy links and whatnot.
Also, Adam's back, so Adam can help, too.
On press to record.
He's a myth. Adam's a myth like Santa Claus. There is no Adam. Where's Adam?
Yeah, let's see. He should call.
Yeah,
back.
I saw
okay,
that.
Good.
There was drunk dial. You did that last night with Adam, drunk dial.
Yeah, that's what we did last night, drunk dialing. It was just off the cuff kind of thing. It's just kind of actually it was more talking than really poetry. It's probably really stupid, but it was fun anyway. Watch people listen to it just because it's drunk dialing.
That's the point of it.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it went by really quick. We did a shot for every poem that we read, Raz. It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. I thought it was a great idea. Actually, it is a pretty good idea, you know? I mean, I think it could catch on. You never know. But,
yeah.
And then I passed
out.
The
man doesn't exist except for his sexy voice on the radio. Sure, we heard all of that before, Booth.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell that went, but I haven't listened to it yet. I'm probably afraid to, but okay.
Nah,
so we don't really know how
I
we're going to do it.
Well,
what
that.
We thought about doing?
Nah.
Oh, thanks, Rez. I don't know. We were thinking about what do you think, Rec? We're like thinking about bringing it over to Clubhouse too, like maybe. You know, or bring it. We have a website too and a blog, but apparently he doesn't want us to do anything over there, so it's just going to make it difficult. So we're open to ideas.
I don't know how the system works. You know, I just, you know, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, that's what I figured too. Yeah. So, how about you? Do you want a particular one, Raz? Rack, I mean, you want to hear a particular one of yours? Well, one that we already have?
No, I'll just read off a page of a book that I've been working
about Rack,
on.
Sorry. I would say
when
Rack.
It's my turn.
I mean, Rack.
To share, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want a particular one, Rack?
I don't know.
Surprise you? Well, let me put in Rack and see what comes up. It's going to be a lot of stuff. Luckily, he can't mess with it. Let's see.
I know it's the technology age, but you can still write your stuff down in draft form with
notebook paper. No, I love people that use notebooks and paper.
Yeah,
that's neat.
I used to run around with notebook and paper, and then, you know, I started recording them with, speech to text, and then editing that is a bit of a nightmare. But, you know, and then once I get it, you know, done, I have to get it formatted and then put it in on Blog Talk and, you know, plug the stuff in the right spot to Blog Talk on the site, and then it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is. A lot of steps.
I could finish it. It takes me a couple of days to, you know, to finish one and then to try and put it in and then get it posted. You know, it was something that used to take, you know, 10 minutes. It's like 4 days work now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It can take a bit of time to have it back on Words. But, I usually list my stuff on documents for Microsoft 365. I have it all backfiled, everything that I had there on the site and the other stuff. I just don't know when, if I'm going to ever release the upcoming book. I fear that I might be murdered.
Oh. Yeah, you never know.
So why should I bother? Yeah.
I'm looking at Rack's list. I'm thinking, which one? There's so many. I can't pick that one again. Always pick that one. I'm looking for a particular one, but I like this one too, but I like that one. Oh, shoot. Too many to pick from. Let's see. Okay. Oh, shit. Man. All right, I'm going to go. Well, try and do one that we haven't heard lately.
You want a funny one?
Let's go with this one. No, I think I'm going to do this one. This one doesn't ring a bell unless I hear the words. And this one's pretty long. I'm going to try this one now. I hope you like it.
What's the title?
All right. Never mind.
Yeah.
It says Rack. That's funny. Okay, never mind. Okay. Maybe I'll go with this one. No, that gives it yours, isn't it? Maybe.
That sounds like a bunch of distortion.
Respiratory
yeah.
Distress.
We don't want that one.
By Rack and Tur.
That was too quick for me. Okay.
Experiencing the vastness of the universe. Visiting every star in the sky, capture in the flex of her eyes, each a mystery I long to understand. But the stars I so desperately grasped at became glistening saline fractals, inescapable reminders of the celestial expanse I so briefly dwelled during my moment in the sun. Futile beating of wings, I find myself wishing the fall will be fatal as I go up in flames, like a satellite crashing from decaying orbit. What hope could I possibly have of surviving nuclear winter? In disappointing her, I exsanguinate myself. It should be easier to breathe and the smoke clears, but I don't know how to cleanse the air without dousing the flame. The thought of continuing without her is enough to drive me insane. She was the air I breathed, and I find myself in respiratory distress.
Oh.
End poem.
Yeah, that's just brilliant. And then when I was looking at Poetry 101, you have the breath again. Like I had been saying, this is how a poet measures time within the spaces of the verses. And so the breath is that much more essential. When you look at the muse, how else are you going to generate or materialize concrete or manifesto form of the verse and script? Thank you very much, Mr. Rackentor. And Boo, would you like to comment on this piece?
Yeah. Well, first of all, hello to Adam. Hey, Adam. I believe you're there.
Santa Claus.
This is Santa. Yep. Or maybe that's
could be
Pete.
Me.
I mean, Pee Wee.
It is. Yes. Am I on mute still?
Hey, Pee Wee. I'm sorry.
On.
I thought you were. How are you? Thanks for coming.
Good. You're confusing different guys,
man.
I can't keep my men straight.
The bathroom with the folks. How you doing, Pee Wee?
I'm hanging in there, man. How about yourself?
Pee-wee.
Still hanging on, yeah.
What up?
We
want to
thank you, Pee-wee,
just
for
like
all
you.
Your help, too, always helping out, because I know I'm a pain in the ass. So, thank you so much.
I didn't say it. So,
so Rack, just first of all, just the way you read it was, like, moving, but then, you know, this is like about total loss. You're looking at the stars in her eyes, and then the stars are just become just fractals of the brief time that you spent with her that wasn't enough, and then the fall was fatal, like a nuclear winter. I mean, that's deep right there. And then you just can't live with yourself the thought of disappointing her, you know, because she was the air that you she cleansed the air that you breathe. And then just the mere thought of losing her is more than you could take, more than you could handle, because she was your, like, she resuscitated you like the air, like life. She was your life. This is complete, like, devastation and annihilation. And this is how you feel, like a part of you is dead when you're this broken. And your read and your words describe it perfectly.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome. I believe now we have Adam.
Right.
Say something, Adam. Well, maybe that's not Adam.
Caller.
Who's 229?
On the phone. Hello, sir. Yes. Ma'am, who?
Oh, yeah, it might be my other.
Hello, 229.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Who is this?
Hello. Hello.
Is that Zappa?
Yeah.
Zappa. On the
hey,
back.
Zappa.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
We're glad you made it. We're doing the best we can without being able to be on the in the site. So anybody else have any words for Rack? I know you probably didn't hear it, Zappa, but did you hear it, Pee-wee?
I was running around like an idiot. I got like six different things going on. I only caught part of it, so I not
okay.
Enough to weigh in anyway.
Okay, no problem. All right. We could always play it again.
Got nothing better to do.
Yeah, okay, let's play it again. All right, just so you can get your comments. Why not?
Respiratory
right.
Distress.
I'm doing your sound test.
By Rackentor. Experiencing the vastness of the universe. Visiting every star in the sky. Captured in the flecks of her eyes. Each a mystery I long to understand. But the stars I so desperately grasped at became glistening saline fractals, inescapable reminders of the celestial expanse I so briefly dwelled during my moment in the sun. Futile beating of wings, I find myself wishing the fall will be fatal as I go up in flames, like a satellite crashing from decaying orbit. What hope could I possibly have of surviving nuclear winter? In disappointing her, I exsanguinate myself. It should be easier to breathe when the smoke clears, but I don't know how to cleanse the air without dousing the flame. The thought of continuing without her is enough to drive me insane. She was the air I breathed, and I find myself in respiratory distress.
And yeah, that time, I'd like to admire how much Rack put in there with metaphors. You have existing within, you know, the sunlight, then becoming a satellite crashing into space. This happens on occasion. I would say Skylab was one of the more famous incidents in the 70s. You also have recently a Chaya song from China, which had failed orbit, then descended. Fortunately, there was no tragedies. And, it just shows how much higher you can be in a state of mind and then just completely start crashing down. I really admire that, of his honesty on modality and different conditions, symptoms. Thank you, Rack. And did you catch it this time, Pee-wee? Would you like to respond?
I did. No, of course, I'm sure that's one from the Hurt Locker, huh? But, no, man, it takes a lot to put it out there. Like, I mean, growing up, like, as a kid, it was hard for you, wasn't it, man? Because, like, go ahead.
No. Nothing to say to that. I think, you know, childhood is childhood. We all had our problems.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like, I know that it was, you know, I feel more than most people let on, you know, and that's a lot of hard shit to just put out there, you know. Even today for me, it's a lot, you know, and I feel, you know, every word of that I felt to my very core. I know exactly what you're saying, because hell, I was going through it recently, so
it sucks,
takes
right?
A lot of pressure, man.
For me, the idea is if I could put it on paper, I don't have to carry it anymore. So.
Oh, that's good. That's
I do that a lot too. I mean, that's a lot of my darker rights. That's kind of purging that, you know. So I get that totally.
This kind of devastation is the shit that takes forever. If you even ever get over it, it's just so freaking hard. This kind of heartbreak sucks, man. You know, and you describe it perfectly. Yes, probably. I mean, I know it's got to be from the Hurt Locker. No question. Yeah. I always want to hug you when I open up the Hurt Locker.
That's a great series, the Hurt Locker, by Rack. But this is also refreshing, hearing different perspectives like we usually do when we have more than a caller in the studio. So let's move on to Zappa. What did you get about this piece from Rack? Zappa?
You there, Zappa?
Brad, I'm sorry. I actually didn't get it. I just heard it just a little, or the tail end of it a little bit. I can't see it on the page, though.
Yeah, we don't have it on the page because we can't get in.
There all
if it
the
has
night,
to do with that, you know what I'm
broadcasting.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, we have to really listen tonight and possibly take notes because we can't get into the board because he banned both of us like an asshole.
Oh, okay. Well, please.
Yeah.
I just hope the best. I hope the best. I feel you. I really do. I feel you.
Yeah.
You have to keep it locked down over there at the group. center.
Yeah, Rat didn't even do anything, so
poet.
I don't know why he got.
Yeah,
I don't know why he got
shit,
but he didn't do shit. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But you know what? We're not going to lay down and die. We're not going to take it, so we're still going to thrive. Fuck him, you know?
We're not going to take it.
We're going to do the best we can.
I'll
get back on the board and shit. I didn't realize.
You know what's sad is
Brad
that they do this to a lot of people, but a lot of people don't know about all the underground secret shit that they do to get rid of people and how much they bully people and what a bully he really is. And that's too bad. Yeah, it's true. And people could tell you stories. I know, I'm sure, I don't want to name anybody, so I'm not going to get in trouble, but we're banned. But yeah, there's people that know about it. I just happen to speak up about it. Raz is just guilty by association, that's all. But
on the technical side, when they ban an IP, they usually end up banning the ISP because everybody from that ISP, if you don't have a dedicated IP address, you know, you get a random IP, so that they end up banning everyone that uses the same service provider. So whatever IP.
And that's what he's done. Usually, yeah. That's how like vindictive he is when you ban a whole entire ISP. That's pretty insane because two of my friends tried to join just for an experiment and they couldn't get in using the same ISP. And they're like, we haven't even written anything. So that's how much he doesn't want me to get in there. Like, oh, he would actually go that far. That's fucked up. You know?
It's
we're
like an open
anybody.
Invitation.
We like to hang out together. Yeah,
it's like an open
really
invitation for me to get involved.
That's just part of their psychopathic disorders.
I fucking hate authority, so like, you know, that's just asking me to get involved. I mean, it's a issue.
Like,
for
how
me.
Big of a dick you gotta be? I mean, and we're not hurting anybody. We're all friends. We like to hang out together. Like, all these people are my best friends. And you know what? I don't even want to leave them, and I'm not going to. So, you know, you can try all you want, but it's just going to make us probably stronger and bigger. And our ratings have tripled, like I said. So that's really the kicker. I ain't even over there. So,
well,
go figure.
Like I said, I'll get back on the board and get shit going again because I didn't realize that Raz was gone. So I've been kind of out of the loop fucking in my own hurt locker here, so
no, it's okay. You have a full coordinator status over there now since you've been promoted. You're the head.
All
you
right.
A little message every morning for everyone at LCN.
So you're saying he hates authority, so you promote him, so you hate himself.
Yeah,
exactly.
He can promote,
yeah.
And Connor,
too.
Rex has to rejoin. Yeah, Rex, you got to rejoin, too. Rex
got to
rejoin, but it's a little bit harder. Yeah. You can make Zappa. You can promote Zappa, too, if you want. You wanted to. I mean, if you wanted to. I'm not going to force you, but.
Might as well.
Might as well. And Connor, too, he helps out.
There's only like five or six of us left there, so. For now.
There was 10 today, but, you know, they're not going to be happy until we totally go away. But at least we're going to go down swinging. So, you know, which is fucked up. Because we're not hurting nobody, you know? I just don't get it.
I'll call in the ranks. We'll get the numbers back up again. Ain't no shame.
Anyway, I'm gonna make – what I really need is, like, people's phone numbers and stuff like that. Like, I mostly have most people's numbers, but we have a Discord server. We have a website. We have other things we can do. We could go on Clubhouse, so we can do it elsewhere. We don't need him, really, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And I'll start doing that, too. I'll start – once get people in there, I'll tell them to get on Discord or whatever where we can all somewhere at least get together and exchange shit.
Yeah,
so.
I can give a link. Yeah, I can give a link to all those things, too, so we can at least, you know, with the regulars share where we're at so we can still hang out. Because I would be so heartbroken and lonely without all of you. I can't even imagine. So we've been doing this for a long time.
Keep that shit my way. I'll get her up on the board and go from there.
Yeah. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down swinging. So, you know what I mean? Like, fuck him. Fucking dick. Doesn't even care about the people that he hurts, you know? Asshole. And you say you're an example.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. But anyway, I'm sure he listens to every show too. I know that he does. So, yeah, blow me.
I'm guaranteed he's tuned in, whatever.
But you know, I just don't want to come too, like, be vindictive to people that we're friends with, like all of you and stuff like that. I don't want them to do some kind of weird retaliation. So, you know, which I wouldn't surprise them.
I don't give a fuck. I welcome that shit. That's where I shine.
Spook Lab. Yeah.
Yeah,
we know about Spook Lab.
Yeah, and I appreciate everybody who's here. Thank you. So Adam's supposed to be coming in a minute. Guess he's doing something. But anyway, so who would like to go next, Zappa? Or Pete? No, Pete, I got to upload yours. So we could go Zappa. I'm going to do Pete right now. Sorry, I was distracted. Pee-wee, I got to stop calling you Pete.
Yeah, every time.
I keep doing it. you want to go ahead, Zappa, and then I'll have Pee-wee ready. We're going to have to listen intently, everybody. Now we know what Rat goes through every show.
Listening is key. Reading is fundamental.
Well, what's funny is even if you were to post the link, the only one that would be able to pick it up would be Pee-wee.
Yep.
Well, like, don't you have, like, super spider senses or some shit, though? So, like, you can, like, see the words tingle or some shit, right? That's how
no,
it works.
No, I know,
right?
Man. I just listen.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
he
damn.
Just listens.
That's a
yeah,
bummer, dude.
I know,
Rat
right? So he really has to listen actively.
Well, you know, you're getting how I feel. You know, it's not like I'm reading back. And the thing that pisses me off about it is that I can't quote someone more often than not. You know, sometimes, you know, something will strike me, and I try and hold on to it, and then later on quote it because, you know, this is what I liked. But it's too hard to do that. So, you know, I'll repeat, you know, a line or two, or, you know, this is what I took, or this is where I went with it. You know, this is the impression that I got. And sometimes I could tell, you know, remember a line or two, you know, something that's impressive or clever, you know. So anyway.
I feel you on that. I can read them, and I still forget the shit.
Caught
so
up his son. Yeah. Zap, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Did she say you do your piece next? Are you ready?
Do I have a piece out?
Do
you have one you want to share? Yeah.
Do I have something up, or do I need to put something up?
Well, it would be your turn.
Well,
that's kind of between you and
we're just listening, so really only Pee Wee can see it.
I'll
we're just
you guys
listening because
stuff.
We won't. Yeah.
Do I throw it on the Costa Nostra?
You can put it on the board if you want. We can't see it, but we're just going to listen. So, or you could just read it. Pee-wee's
okay,
the only
gotcha.
One here.
Gotcha.
Pee-wee's the only
okay,
one
you
want to
hear something?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually something I really
yes,
didn't
please.
Write, but it's something that
yes, whatever
somebody
you read.
Like Dirty Love wrote, and she was like,
yeah.
Hey, why don't you...
If you don't have the Harley Davidson, it could still rock. Yeah.
Want to hear something?
Yeah,
sure do. We sure do.
Share the link on the chat room and go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Take the rubber band. Angels love to puppy breath. I do not want a furry pet. His fish are dull and very wet. My kind of pet is quite fantastic. Pig, my piece of brown elastic. My sister has an indoor rabbit. He nibbles. What a nasty habit. But Tig just stays where he is put if I leave the matchbox shut. Last week I took him to the store. Shopping is a dreadful bore. But when I took him from my pocket, he hurtled off just like a rocket. Oh no, I yelled and off I ran. But Tig can ping and pong and twang. He landed in the big deep freezer. I told my mom it didn't please her. Now, how were we to get him out? I am too small without a doubt. This is a job for Super Mum. She dived in showing off her bum. She delved among the frozen food. The things she said were very rude. Down my stretchy springy pit, her t-shirt looked all cold and wet. My rubber band was almost lost. covered top to toe in frost. So I told him, next time, hold my hand, you wormy, squirmy rubber band. End poem.
Right. Well, I couldn't catch up with all the details. I just heard some kind of wet t-shirt contest. And, yeah, that had me going dandy. Thank you, Zappa. But on more polite remarks, I think we should bring in our expert here. Rack, what did you hear about this from Zappa?
I don't know about expert, but, you know, that was cute. If it wasn't your mom, you know, the wet t-shirt and the bum kind of, you know, little incestuous, but it sounded really cool. I love the way you told the story. You know, you lost it and it took off, and you took off after it. The whole rubber band thing, it was really cool.
Rest, thank you.
You know, we're gonna have to figure out somewhere we can put it so we can see it for the next show. I think we're gonna have to put the website.
I wasn't being sarcastic with these apples. There was like a California vibe there. You know what they say about
but I wish I could see
California.
It.
You know, hot, wet, sunny.
Venice Beach, man. Venice Beach. The crazy times.
Oh, well. It sounds like you had a lot of crazy times, but good times. Like you always seems like you've always been the quirky one, sign, right? And a lot of people don't get you. I don't think, you know, and that's a good thing in my opinion, right? But you're so unique, and that's what makes you Zappa, you know. And that's what you're so lovable as.
Thank you. I love you all.
Yeah.
That actually wasn't mine. That was actually given by my soon-to-be wife.
That was awesome.
Generates children poetry, but when she wrote that, you know, she wrote it, and they were like, that sounds kind of spicy, man. That sounds a little different. Anyway, I was like, man, we got to do this. Thank you all.
Whoa.
Hey, thanks for always supporting us, Apple. You're awesome.
Get a comment from Pee Wee.
Yeah,
Pee Wee.
Your reads always kick ass, man. I love that shit. Because,
what's Zappa's point?
I'm going for it here, damn. But no, like, your reads, they always kick ass, dude. It's like, I think it sounds better when you read my shit than I do. So, it's like I caught a. Yeah, there was some pig shit in there, and it reminded me a little bit of a poem I had written, but you know, like obviously I caught the tone there, but that was about the best of it I got. But again, that memory thing, I do too many fucking drugs, I can't remember that kind of shit.
Next week we're going to have it so we can see the poems. We're going to have to put it on the website and give out the website link.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh, come on. Had a bad habit.
Cut the line.
So they call us active
listeners. If we get them up on the board, I can push them along to everybody or send them wherever, you know, so that's not an issue.
Yeah. I feel like we should be paying you. I'll put you on the payroll. It's big money coming your way,
excuse me. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm in it.
I
just
want to get
off my phone.
But I don't know.
Turned on right now. My flashlight. I think it's possessed.
Hey,
tonight.
Did one of you guys think you could send Francine to call, message to call in? Because I know she.
Oh, yeah, I can.
She wants.
I can do that.
Well, I don't know if she is. I've been hacked.
What? Yeah, because I know she wants to join, but she's probably not sure if there's a show going on or whatever.
I'll shoot her a message here.
See
what happens.
Okay, so waiting for Adam. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's hungover from our drunk dial last night. You know, we did last night, Zappa, me and Adam were supposed to, we just read poetry. We took a shot for every poem we read. And then
it's becoming more defiant. of music advice and laws.
It's probably so embarrassing,
kind of
the whole episode.
Was it vodka or was it booze? So which one?
The episode's probably really embarrassing. I may not want to, might want to just delete that one, but I haven't listened to it yet. Actually, it was actually more conversation than poetry, but it was funny. I think it catch on, though. The idea is pretty good. So I'm waiting to get
Shit. That's perfect for poets anyway, I would think,
yeah,
for me.
I thought so, too. We're like, fuck it, let's do it. Okay, I'm
going to
put
two. Like,
well, get really bad at it, we could mix up the shots, you know, and do half by intravenous, you know.
Do you
do the
really
shit
want
right.
honest feedback on your poetry? Here you go. liquid courage. Okay, cool. New beginning. So, Pee Wee, we're going to do yours now called New Beginning. Oh, New Beginner. I got the SoundCloud.
We're in experimental mode here. There's the light coming off my phone. You know, I'm glad the neighbors can't pick up on what the hell's going on in the backyard.
Okay, so I'm going to play yours. You might want to put on the board maybe for anybody else, Pee Wee, but... I'm going to play this since I get up there. I was hoping Dave was going to call. I said he might. My
Dave's on a date with the Dark Mother.
He's over on eHarmony again. No, I don't think he's going to go there again. Uh-oh, somebody dropped.
That's like Dali and Galashia. Yeah, who dropped Zap, you there, or is that Pee-wee?
Pee-wee's still here.
I hope it's not. Pee-wee's still here. Okay, I was going to say, I hope it's not Pee-wee. Zap will probably call back. I think Zap is having technical difficulties. But I need to write down his phone number so I can put it in my list real quick. So this way I can send him a link for the next one. 429-3213. Okay.
All right, so next on board is Pee-wee. What are you going to have to throw at us tonight, sir?
Pee-wee's got one called New Beginning. Here's Pee-wee, okay?
Yes, sir.
Oops, I pressed the wrong
button. New Beginning? No, it's just the end. An epic story. Starting at the end of the beginning. Pride aside, fallen from grace, lost all of my winnings. Sedated social scene, a serrated society spectacular. Gone on a ride in a VW van, a vile vexing vernacular. Pondering, I despise, I surmise that, not to my surprise, your lies were devised to try. I fell for your alibis. Shaken as I should be stirred, not confident with words. Bullet to my mind, a line once defined is now blurred. Mind and body opened up to and for you, left ever blue. And you made me rue altruistic sentiments, it's true. Fate born with an itch, an entirely cruel bitch all along. Singing your song out of tune, I felt strong, but I was wrong. Many things I lack, good health is one, and it's wrecked. If not spent on crack, it was gifted you, never to be back. You'd think I would learn after every time being burned. I couldn't discern, as in turn, I would see you and yearn. Clear. Through the veneer, I'll be lucky lasting 1 year. Penning to paper words that your ears need to hear. Told you before that you're a sight lovely to behold. Recent years morphed rotten and cold. Insides mold. Is it the end of the line or the start? A new beginning. Life, I'd venture to say you're winning. I'm out of innings. sitting, quitting, missing jags. Fathom what you become. Let's play with my gun.
Now, Pete,
wow,
you don't have to if you don't want
great.
To quit.
Yeah.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
I was wondering if you would mind reading
then,
it.
You over there.
Oh,
psychedelic.
Yeah, let him read it, Greg. Let him read it, because it was kind of a grainy recording. So if you don't mind, could you read it too?
I got it. Well, I'm pulling it up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I just
so.
Want to make sure you get, you know, we get it and you get the comments that you deserve.
Yeah, it loses.
Oh, I can actually.
Yeah, I sent you the words. I'm just waiting for my shit.
Yeah, I got the words. I'm going to send you the words, Raz.
Green noise. Yeah.
All right, I'm ready now. Here we go. A new
okay.
beginning? No, it's just the end. An epic story, starting at the end of the ending of the beginning. Pride aside, fallen from grace, lost all of my winnings. Sedated social scene, a serrated society spectacular. Gone on a ride in a VW van, a vile, vexing vernacular. Pondering, I despise, I surmise that... Not to my surprise, your lies were devised to try, and I fell for your alibi. Shaking as I should be stirred, not confident with words, bullet to my mind, a line once defined is now blurred. Mind and body opened up to and for you, left ever blue. And you made me rue altruistic sentiments, it's true. Fate born with an itch, an entirely cruel bitch all along. Singing your song out of tune, I felt strong. I was wrong. Many things I lacked. Good health is worn and it's racked. If not spent on crack, it was gifted you to never be back. You'd think I would learn after every time being burned. But I couldn't discern as in turn you'd return and again I'd yearn. Clear through the veneer, I'll be lucky lasting 1 year. Penning the paper, the words that your ears need to hear. I told you before that you're a sight lowly to behold. Recent years more forgotten and cold, insides of mold. Is it the end of the line or the start? A new beginning. Life, I'd venture to say you're winning. I'm out of innings. Sitting, quitting, missing jacks. Fathom what you become. The lucky day, either way, I say, let's play with my gun.
Damn,
right,
really
that was fantastic. I like all the referencing there to drug culture, which is among us in the United States of America. And I think I had more than one girl in the past who developed that crack addiction, and we were never all that close over the fact. So, you know, I can relate that there's a certain tragedy when a woman ever becomes, you know, someone addicted to crack cocaine. Others around them, they don't sense this anymore. And that's kind of discussed here in the poem. It's very true, very honest to social problems that are usually not openly discussed in poetry or this formatting. Very good, sir. Rack, would you like to comment on this by Pee Wee Cousin, please?
This is excellent, Pee Wee. You know, I like
yeah.
what you went kind of, it felt a little old-fashioned genre in the beginning, but it changed it up a little bit so that it wasn't very specific. It was, I don't want to say generic, but it had a lovely feel to it. It was inviting, and there's something about the language that you use, like vernacular. Nobody says that anymore, and I love that word. That was a perfect word. You know, for that specific section that you were in, and then you transitioned to a different scene almost. The music was great in the background, so I love the audio. as well. I think you did a good job with that. I don't know, maybe you were too close to the speaker or whatever, because it was a little gravelly, but, you know, that added to the character of it a little bit too. So it wasn't so horrible that I couldn't understand either. So, I mean, you know, I didn't blog talk or whatever, unkind, but I mean, the whole thing was really cool. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the emotion that you put into it, the way that you went through it. It was great.
Well, thanks. I wish I could say it wasn't all true, but, you know, what?
Mm-hmm. Is that the title, Drown in Bleach, Razor Blade Tuesdays?
Yeah, that's I sent you two poems in. That's the next one.
Shit, I love the wording in this. This is like, this is dark, this is drugs at its finest or its worst. I mean, dichotomy to ascending to a duality.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
what an opening.
We haven't even got into that one yet. That's the second poem I sent you. So.
Oh, I was going to say, damn. that's a good one. Let me read that one next. I think these two go together, right?
Well, it's kind of. I wrote them in the same vein, you know. But this one was a little bit more straightforward about my issues now. That one's a little bit more... abstract.
I love how you say starting at the ending of the beginning, because you like you knew it was already over before the shit even started, pretty much. But and then how you fall from grace, I lost all my winnings. Sedated social scene, a serrated society spectacular. That's great alliteration right there. And I just like I like the inner rhyme. I always like inner rhyme. I think inner rhyme's harder to do, of course, than end rhyme. Despise, surmise, that to not my surprise, your lies devised to try and fall for your alibis. Like, you know, this is somebody who you got someone over on you and you really knew what was up. You saw from the beginning, but yet you couldn't tear yourself away. You were almost like magnetically attracted to the wrong one. And so many people are, you know, and that's maybe they find it exciting or whatever. I lack good health and it's wrecked and I spent it on crack, was gifted you never to be back. Like, this is a true story about your addiction too, right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It takes two to tango, you know what I'm saying? And in life, I guess I've only been used as far as I'll let somebody use me, you know what I mean? So it's, in the end, it's just as much my fault as hers, so.
Can't live without
them. Yeah.
Exactly.
You said, what was your drug of choice, Pee Wee? Heroin?
What's that?
What was your drug of choice?
I missed it. Well, heroin was the one, but like, since then, like, why? What do you got?
Anything and everything. Well, at least that you never fucked with the fentanyl, right?
Man, like I was on that shit back before it was popular. Cause like
we
had a loss there with fentanyl, Sinister's wife.
That shit is insane.
Oh yeah,
I like the vocabulary here too. Lasting 1 year, penning a page, words full of your ears. Like yeah, this is. You write a lot of poems about your addiction and how you feel about it. You should definitely. Read or I'll download the other one too, because the other one goes really good with this one, I think. It's the end. I love the end of the line to start a new beginning. Good metaphors in here. Yeah, this is really good. Let's play with my gun.
She's telling you you have a nice assonance.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes,
I am. Potential for a whole new series of train spotting, but you know, 20, 30 years later, from your perspective.
That's a good idea. That's true. That'll be my first book there, because it's not like I don't have enough material. So, shit, like one way or another, I think it proves to believe.
Sure, in novel length. Sure, yeah.
Remember how shocked people were by train spotting?
Well, it's pretty, I mean, like between that and Rack, you know, they're pretty fucking hard movies to watch, really, if you're a junkie, you know. It's pretty rough.
Have you seen Basketball Diaries?
That's been a while, but yeah, that's fuck. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah. Raz, do you want to read yours, Raz? You want to read yours, Raz? Oh, shit, I'm stuck.
You don't live here anymore,
Jim. You're on repeat.
You want to read yours, Raz? That was a great poem. And the next one's really good, too. We've got time, so you could read that one next.
I'll share with you the last one I wrote today.
You want to read yours, Raz? Before you read it, Raz, do me a favor, Raz. Send me the words, please. In the regular text.
I can't send anything. It's just right now on a notebook.
Oh, it's on paper?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
All right. This is called Gentle, Foul, and Lyrical, and it's mostly in words of Scottish. Clout, dead ruckle, death draw, now the one mare. Fiddle-minded, poor, share, riff and wear, upright man. Wah, faint a height, very greet, college, Angie, Druce the glim, pack milling in the dark, man, Nathers, Lippin, Neville, Lemmer, Kenna, Mon, Ross, House, Wessel, Affin, Kirk, Joe, God, Aub, Gear, Letter, Gay, Kender, Henning, Red Cock, Craw, Aura Time, Clan Jamfrey, Bra, Uncle Thropa, 4x, Ain, Ilka Box, Day Dying, Fern, Steve, Haddon, Sunket, Darna, Flock, Sin Sin, and Peace. Yeah. So, you know, Scottish, I don't mind if you don't want to comment or say anything about this because I was just going to share it real quick for you.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
I recommend checking that book out, Guy Mannering by Sir Walter Scott, you know, for some edit on how it was originally done literature a couple of hundred years back.
I like it.
Walter Scott was, the forefront.
I like it. It's something unique for you. It's something different, you know. And the Scottish is pretty cool, too. I don't know much about, you know, the language, but I like it. I know this. I got a friend from Scotland. I can barely understand what the hell he says when we're talking on the phone. It's so heavy. It's like, whoa, holy shit. Whoa. You know? But, yeah, that was cool. That was something different, I think, for you, Raz. What did you think, Rack?
It was almost like Stella reading in French. Raz reading in fish. That was awesome. It was. Very, very unexpected. Of everyone on the board to try and pull out Scottish, you're the last one I would have expected.
Me too. That's what makes it so cool.
That's really awesome.
Thanks,
what do you think, Pee Wee? Did you need another bomb hit first?
Honestly, I do, man. Because like I was trying to multitask, and that shit does not work for me. I can either think or talk, but not both.
You're blowing smoke up your kilt.
It is what it is, you know.
You need to stop and focus. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm trying, man.
Yeah, I agree with the last one. I would think to write that. That was pretty cool, Raz. You surprised me. There you are, Raz. I'm going to send you mine, Raz, the words, so maybe it'll be easier. I don't know where Adam is. Adam's like, I'm about to call, and then he doesn't, who knows.
He didn't mean you, he called for pizza.
Maybe he's still hung over.
Yeah, you want to hear more about that? Check out Twitter, Pippa's Pizza. You can watch these guys go around with video cameras busting people for pedophilia. Or web, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I just heard busting
you the
people.
Words
I don't like
people.
That. Cool,
yeah.
Yeah,
we'll figure out next week
sure.
How we're going to do it to make it smoother for this situation. Unless he lets you back, but I seriously doubt that. That would be great, but he's afraid.
Like, what the fuck? Why did he pick him out this time?
Yeah, what did he say was the reason, Raz?
No, I was just going to share my last piece. Coincidentally, it was in Scottish. I'm sorry. I had maybe an inconvenience here at the floorboard.
He didn't tell you anything? You were just gone?
The only reason he would have kicked him out is because you used his account, and he found out about
it. Yeah,
no,
that was probably it. I had the one condition I could stay, but you couldn't really use my account anymore, and, you know, so now I'm banned again.
Yeah, he's tried it for a year, though. Finally took him and finally fucking figured it out. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Tracking IPs and banning IPs, then he, you know, Raz's IP come in under your IP.
Well, it's a good thing he's better at computers
so
than he
I'm
is
really
at poetry.
I'm really sorry about that, Raz. Man, I didn't want that to happen to you. Like, you know, that's what makes me sad about the whole thing. We've written to him and asked him to let you come back and everything. He ain't going to listen to me, that's for sure. But, especially, you know, after.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. You know, I'll take the banning and, but all
that's
my work
how good
is really
Raz
backed
is,
up
how
anyway.
Loyal Raz is. He goes
site,
down with
so
the shit.
That's like, that's really what matters to me the most. I was sharing my actual poetry.
Yeah, and you know what, Raz, you're so loyal and dedicated. He's like, hey, I'm going to go down with the ship, boo. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a good friend. All of you, actually, really great, great friends. You can tell who your real friends are when shit. But, you know, I thought he was really going to give another chance until the two little bitches started complaining.
Anytime I get a chance to go down.
You do. Okay, so I'm going to read this one. I just wrote this one yesterday for a prompt over there. We could move it to Clubhouse, too. That way we could do a private room. We don't even have to let anybody else in. We could just do our own room. We got some options. We don't need it to use him dumbass no more. Anyway, this goes like this. Amidst the ink-stained nights, a poet dreams. With pen in hand and thoughts take flight. In the labyrinth of words, their heart gleams. Amidst ink-stained nights, a poet dreams. In solitude's embrace, they seek insight. In metaphors and similes, they find light. A symphony of words, both bold and bright. In solitude, embrace, they seek insight. Their canvas, the parchment, pure and white. A symphony of words, both bold and bright. In rhythm and rhyme, their soul ignites. Their canvas, the parchment, pure and white. Through ink-stained nights, they seek the perfect line. Each stanza weaves a tapestry divine. Their thoughts cascade like stars in midnight shine. Through ink-stained nights, they seek the perfect line. Through life's journey, they scribble and write. In rhyme and reason, their soul ignites. With each sonnet pen, they touch new height. Through life's journey, they scribble and write. In silken syllables, emotions bind. Their thoughts cascade like stars in midnight shine. A poet's world, a spirit intertwined. In silken syllables, emotions bind. With every verse, their soul song takes flight. A poet's world, a sonnet entwined. Their pen waltzes, painting visions bright. With every verse, their soul takes song, takes flight. In journeys of words, souls unite. It leaves an imprint that won't decay. In eternal art, love at first right. In the journey of words, poetic souls unite. End poem.
Right. And here, you're definitely doing a good job at a known classical subject matter, poetry. And, why not engage in the art form? Because other poets do it too. I love that message. I've seen multiple cases of these kinds of pieces which tackle that subject. And, you know, when you're the kind of person who's a little bit bitten by that itch, of course, it gets you in the mood to just go on pressing forward. Thank you very much, Boo. Rack, what
Thank
would you,
you
like
Rack.
To comment on this, by the way?
I really enjoyed this, Boo. I liked the way you carried the thought through. Not so much the repetition of Inkstained Night, but the way you carried the thought through. In the beginning, you did something with the Inkstained Night that I liked a lot, and I don't remember what you linked to it, but that kind of threaded. But that was very clever, and you know, anytime you refer to that about the writing and the verses and what you're pouring onto the page, you know, there's something about that just speaks to anyone that picks up a pen. And the last thing that you did that was, you know, I love when people do something like that. You take a colloquialism. And you kind of change one of the words, which changes the entire meaning. Love at first write, you know. It's like Oh, I love when anytime we could get away with something like that, that's fantastic and very, very memorable, as you can see. No, I don't have to see it to remember that, because it's like, oh, that's so great. That's so great.
Oh, thanks, Jack. That makes me smile. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's one of those wicked pleasures, like fudge cakes.
Come in.
It was a... Oh my God! It was just very beautiful. Very beautifully done. I mean, the fire and everything, it flowed so well. Yeah, I mean, just adding on to what everybody else already said, it was a wonderful piece.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, my phone's ringing.
Yeah, I hear that phone in the background.
I'm upset with him, actually, so I'm not going to answer it right now. He already knows that I'm doing – he knows I do the show at this time, so I don't know what he wants. But
the call party.
I like to make
– line number.
I like to make him suffer. Yeah. You know, this is the funny thing. I asked him for one day off, okay, one day. He's like, well, I need you to be blah, blah, whatever bullshit he gives me. And then he gives my partner, Gary, 4 days off. I'm like, how is that fair? I'm like, what the fuck?
Because you work and Gary doesn't.
Fucking Gary.
Yeah, like I said, I need to see my daughter, man. So my daughter's going to come. My daughter's finally like, forget it. I'm just going to come to you, Mom.
Gary,
hey, that might be better.
He lets Gary off and exactly the same amount of stuff gets done. He lets you off and
exactly.
You know, there's nobody there to do anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I said. My daughter's like, Mom, I'm just going to come see you. I've given up on you coming up here. I'm like, wow, that's sad. But, okay, that might be better. Just come over and sleep over, you know? So, that'll be good. Just to be here in a little bit. But,
sounds like ethical work discrimination. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, soon enough, we're going to hopefully within the next few months anyway, we're going to have our own place because we've already got our LLC. We've got to turn in our application to DHCS, and then we got to wait for approval so we're going to have open our own drug rehab, so then we don't have to worry about this anymore. So if anyone, you know, so that's going to be good. We told him about it, we were talking about it, basically, and he was listening, and then he got so pissed off, like, what do you mean you guys are going to do? Like, hello, we're allowed to have our own dreams and aspirations. You don't own us. He's like, that's competition. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's just something we always wanted to do. Like, he got so pissed off. I'm like, just relax. What were you going to say, Pee Wee?
I heard rehab. I'll work the death, you know, or something like that. Do the intakes or some shit. Right.
Yeah, if any of you guys want a job, I honestly mean it. Any three of you want a job, as soon as we open it, any of you can have a job. I'm not kidding. I told Adam the same thing because that's what he used to do, be a like a tech, or you guys could, Rack could do something, all could do something, you know, if you want. And then to hire people that I trust. You know, you can get your registered alcohol and drug technician for like $55 online real quick, real easy. In California, you need your CPR, first aid, and then the food handler, and that's it. Rack could do something, you know, more like office if you wanted. Another thing.
I'll cook. Or,
yeah. Hey, but like the intakes, and all the free admissions and all the intakes are, and it's helpful to have it done already, you know.
You don't even have to pay me. I'll just, you know, take whatever I confiscate.
Oh,
and we'll call it good.
Pay you for sure. We've worked at enough shitty places, so we know exactly what works, what doesn't, what to do, what not to do. And where I work at the present moment is exact example of what not to do. So, and we got a bitchin' name for it, too, but I don't want to say it on the air because somebody might steal it, but it's really clever. And it will also go right to the top of Google search every time. So without even spending an SEO optimization, I'll tell you guys in private. I'll tell you guys in private. Yes, so it should be pretty cool.
Register the name as an LLC.
Yeah, we do. We did already. We have the LLC already. Yeah, we have it copywritten too. So, yeah. So, I haven't had no thought of this yet, but yeah. So, I'll tell you guys in private because I don't want anybody to take it. But so that'll probably be in the next couple months. Hopefully, we also got investors to give us $2 million. If you can believe that one.
Yeah.
So we had just had to go out to dinner with him a couple of times and tell him our ideas and tell him what we were going to do, what market we were going to do, and how we were going to do it. And they were like, okay. So they're from yeah. So we're going to do things different, so we're going to make sure that, I mean, we've worked enough to see what we're. Yeah. Of course, they get a percentage, of course, too, but so any of you guys.
Is there an R&D department there?
What did they?
I said, if, does Rehab, do they have an R&D department?
What's
I
that mean, R&D?
Do something.
Research and development.
Research and, yeah.
Oh, no, they well, here they call it, like, outreach, you know, like outreach and marketing. So the marketing is actually, getting people here is actually the hardest part, especially if you don't want
to
spend money. But we know you have to make money. Yeah. We know you got to spend money to make money. We're not stupid. Like, you can't be cheap. You got to. We actually looked at putting up a billboard. It was 10 grand a month to put it where we wanted to put it, right by the Hollywood sign.
Oh, damn, really?
Because that would be really good. That's-
Well, you got even a million. You could afford that.
Once we get going, yeah, hopefully we can afford it, because we both said, hey, we're tired of cashing checks for this fool, you know? $50,000 checks, $100,000. We want to cash those for ourselves. Fuck that, you know? So.
Shit, I get it. I break my back rolling around boulders for $15 an hour.
We've got the hardest part over. We've got the hardest part over with getting the money. So now I got to rent the house. We're trying to figure out where to put the house, right? Because it needs to be somewhere that's, like, around, like, somewhere people want to visit. Like, if, you know, if we were in Anaheim, for example, right, it'd be near Disneyland Prime. So we want to put it somewhere, like, people want to come to Hollywood, but Hollywood's kind of skanky, really. If you really ever go there, it's kind of like Vegas, kind of nasty. So you want to be by the beach, but then there's some, you know. So it has to be, like, a great, good location. That's what I'm researching at the moment.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Cheddar.
Yeah. Because, you know, it can't be in the middle of nowhere. Like, where I work right now is not really in the greatest area. It's sort of, it's in the valley. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Like, people are like, fuck that. They don't even want to drive up here, usually. So, you know. And they're always like, it's too hot, because it's so, the pool is like the bathtub. It's so hot over here. But so I'm trying to figure out the right location, but.
We'll get
there. You need a rehab knot. That way you can put it on from you know, one place to the other. Right on the ocean.
Yeah, somewhere like a general location. Yeah,
Anyone could do a booze cruise. You're gonna do a booze rehab. You gotta vomit.
Perfect.
Just lean over the side. It's okay.
Hey, you want something really screwed up? This is we don't have any more poetry, really, unless we want to all read
vomiting. Yeah.
No, listen to this shit. I had a patient. This is, we don't have any more. We can all read another one if you want, but we're out of poetry at the moment, unless Adam calls. But I had a patient that he was on a cruise ship, and they told his dad that he needed to get a pacemaker, right? So somehow they did it. Either they did it on the cruise or he had it before he went on the cruise, but that doesn't really matter the story. So anyway, then his dad started to get sick, started to have palpitations and all this stuff, right? So then they tell him, okay, we got to get you off the ship because we're not prepared for this type of emergency. So his dad winds up dying because they can't get him off the ship because the pacemaker is interfering with the helicopter from the military.
Oh, damn.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hello. You guys might have wanted to mention that shit before and or put it in the brochure or something,
well,
like,
something,
you know. And she said
they weren't expecting him to interfere with the helicopter, you know. That wasn't part of the plan.
Yeah. They were like, and his wife said that it was the worst medical team she has ever seen. Nobody knew shit. She doesn't even know if they were really doctors. They were, like, all had their education in, like, the Philippines, you know, and all these other weird countries. And nobody knew shit.
Oh, so he was handled by the WHO.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. So they wind up getting, like, $40 million, right? But So this fucker, okay, his son, by the way, says that he doesn't make enough money. He gets $7,000 a month. And he says it's not enough.
Is that all?
Yeah, he gets a trust fund. Yeah, is that all? Yes, that's just $7,000.
Flat out crazy yet. She hasn't seen the World Health Organization.
If you can't make it on $7,000, you've got a fucking problem, for real. What the hell? But then again, if you have a drug problem, do the math.
Well, as long as it ain't crack, it should be good. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Like that's
but he's also an addict, so imagine how much of that goes in his veins.
Oh, well, I can, yeah. That's not too hard for me to imagine.
And you know what else he told me? He goes, I go, where the hell is all the money? I mean, he goes, oh, you know, bitches, drugs, and fucking cars. I go, oh, okay, and all the important shit in life.
He's spending his money on the billboard by the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, once they're making money, I want to put one up there once.
He can't even afford a billboard. He can't even afford a billboard at $7,000 a month.
I know,
yeah, what
right?
The hell?
I couldn't believe it. I thought they were expensive, but I didn't know they were that much expensive. So, hey, people, you want to read your other one, your second one?
Yeah, I can
yeah,
do
we'll
this.
Do the second round. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do the second round. Okay.
I mean,
if you want me to do the SoundCloud, I could do the SoundCloud too real quick. Or
yeah, I mean,
whatever
I
want
like it. Hell, I spent time. I thought it's good, so... But I can you can play the cloud and I can read it again, fucking whatever you want to do
with
that.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay,
yeah,
so I will download it. So Rack, which one of yours would you like to hear?
You're talking about friendship. I have one called Melancholy of Friendship. Do that one.
Okay, Melancholy.
Melancholy. That's real good.
Okay. I'll put here friendship. I don't know where.
Marvel will have a revenge on Seattle.
Okay, friendship. Let's see. All right. Make sure you get another one too, Raz. I suggest a love poem, Raz.
All right, I'll go to my notes again, but this time it won't be in Scottish. No more.
By the way, I
focus.
Did back up all of your poems for you. You got my email, right?
No,
I backed
I
up all your poems before.
On Windows, like I told you. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good. Okay. At least he let you do that, dickhead. I'm looking for that one, Rack. Friendship. How do you spell melancholy? M-E-L-A. Then what?
C-H-O-L-Y.
M-E-L-A. Melon. Oh, like a collie. C-H-er? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Like collie.
All right, let me see. Okay. M-E-L-A-N-C-H. Okay. I spelled that totally wrong. L-A-N. Single, let me. Okay. So anyway, of course, my button's slow as shit. Oh, there we go. Okay. Here we go. Raz Rack. I turn it up.
A raconteur. Sharing a piece of my life is what friendship means to me. In some ways, closer than immediate family or romantic love. The people I can talk to about anything, the ones whose absence tends to strain my heart. The ones who give substance to my cotton candy dreams of a sugar spun life. And behind the scenes shelter my gossamer confection from that single tear that would cause all hope to wither and die. Out of nowhere it hits me. Inexorably we've drifted apart and I have no idea how or when it happened. Or where they've gone. And because I call them friend, in my heart they live on. The sun will rise on my solitude, shedding light on all the emptiness confronting me. Footprints in the dust, reminders of the companionship I will always cherish. It will never matter how we met, just that we did. And the sun will set, offering relief in the blindness that comes with it, because now I can no longer watch as they vanish from my life. Every missing piece of myself, a chasm left behind, once filled with the pieces given in return, now displaced by echoing memories, unable to sustain the weight of their own reflection, reminders of how those people will always remain a part of my life. End poem.
Yeah, so definitely it's a very deep meditation that those who are those people we meet during the years, they just stay somewhere in our heads as time progresses. I've heard this consistently with your work, Rack, and other poets, and I find that idea fascinating, that we never let go of any of our friends in reality. They're always a part of us, like you're saying, very deep words. And Pee-wee, what would you like to say to this, Farrakh?
Damn, man. Like, you make me feel freaking vulnerable listening to your shit.
Damn you.
Yeah, right? I mean, fuck, man. I've been trying to put up a front here and keep pushing on, but I'm about to break down and start crying, man.
I know. I have teary-eyed, too.
Shit.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's what I got to say.
Thanks. Val, I miss you. 1993. And Boo, what about
you? Oh, me too. It made me tear up. And because, you know, like the ending is, for me, the most poignant part. It doesn't matter how we met, just that we did. And then that you keep those people close to you for always. And that's the truth. That's the reason, biggest reason I don't want to let go of the show, because I'm afraid to let go of all of you. And a piece of life closer than immediate family, whose absence strains your heart, I think you said. And then, yep. You know, they believe in your candy-coated dreams, and they believe in the ridiculous things, and they support you through this. Everything, and then in your solitude, you know that nobody can really fill that space. And then not to mention how we met, just that we did. Like, that ending got me. Like, I want to cry. It's so, and that's how you know you did a good job, because it's so moving and emotional, and that you describe friendship and then those people that you meet, even just briefly, that touch your life. Beautiful job here. And is this a newer one or an older one?
No, that's old. That was a front-page pick like 2 years ago.
It deserves it. Yeah. Good job. I was going to say, I also like what you said, it's just really descriptive, you know what I mean? And behind the scenes, shelter my gossamer connection from a single tear that would cause all hope to wither and die. Like, just really, this deserves the front page for sure. Beautiful job. Well earned, deserved.
So. If you're talking cotton candy, there's no structure. So just a single tear would make it evaporate, any moisture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate cotton candy. You guys like it?
I do, too.
So it's so crunchy with the sugar. Oh, God. I just...
Adam, I'm going to kill you. You didn't call on the phone yet. Are you going to call tonight? You better call. When you don't, I'm going to kill you, Adam. Don't play.
Yeah, Adam, you're going to get a spanking. Hey,
you
know what?
It's like Santa Claus. There is no Adam.
I know, right? And he was asking me all day, when's the show? What time is the show? When's the show? He's probably asleep. Oh, I was going to say I couldn't find your link, but I got it here, Pee-wee. Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, I love that picture you used for this poem. Okay, so I got it. I mean, I got to do this still. I was listening. That's a beautiful poem, Rag. Well deserved. You want to go ahead and go, Raz, and then I'll do. Then we'll do Pee Wee. I'm still working on it.
All right. So who goes next, Pee Wee?
You? Is yours in a notebook?
Me?
Can you send me the words, or still in the notebook? Yeah.
No. Right now, all I'm going to share is just some stuff that I haven't printed out there. So let me look at my book again. Yeah, the title I'm working on. I did two different ones this year, Haunted Toy Box, Papa Dolora. I've now moved on to this book, Acrylic Pyre Vamp. Let's see what we got here in the treasure book of treats. All right, I'll do one that's pretty much quick and fast. Here's a shorty, and let's see, find it to be a goodie. It's called Pledge of Fidelity. New Herald, the universally defined social model. Liberty's motto, rest in solitude. Respect this handpiece. You're not Xerox copy number 5. You're the one and only you. And peace.
Oh, okay. Can you read it again?
Yeah, sure. Here we go again. Pledge of Fidelity.
And hello, 503. Yeah. Hey, 503. What is up? Okay, go ahead, Raz. Sorry.
Pledge of Fidelity. New Herald. The universally defined social model. Liberty's motto. Rest in solitude. Respect this handpiece. You're not Xerox copy number 5. You're the one and only you. And peace.
Oh, that's so cute. Hey, we got a new caller, Raz, real quick before I comment.
Caller,
hello there, 503.
Hey, this is Dave Proven.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Mr. Proven.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Me, sir.
We're happy to see you.
No, thank you. I'm just out in the shop. I picked up my phone and looked at it and thought, oh, God, these guys are on, so I better haul in and be on the show. And I wrote a poem just for you, Boo. It's has to do with more eHarmony shit.
Oh, shit. We were just talking about
that.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. I love this, Raz. I've never seen you write a brevity so short before, but the main gist of this for me is you're not a Xerox copy. You're a one and only. This is about somebody who's so unique, maybe that you admire. And it's really beautiful for so short. And, you know, I could hear the admiration and the friendship in that, too. So it's a lovely job. What did you think, Rack?
This is excellent, Raz. You know, the whole idea of not being a copy, being an original. And again, that was probably the most memorable. That's why everyone keeps going to it. But, you know, the rest of what you said was great, too. I just can't quote it, unfortunately. I like that idea. And the whole thing resonated with that. And that made it very poignant. I really appreciated it. It was cool.
Thank you, Raz. Yeah, no. I'm getting it in general. The Pledge of Fidelity, it's like, I know this seems like a love piece, but it's really on what's known now as a movement called Pause AI. And they're about, you know, trying to warn us of the hazards of AI technology and how it might pose a risk to the human species. So here I'm saying, well, I'm not going to give into it just to, you know, copy models of machines. I want real human beings. That's like the underlying thing. But
yeah,
it's,
you don't want this type of
poem on deciphering. So
you want the real deal.
What it's all about, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That was
what do you think, Pee-wee?
That's exactly, sure, the robots and shit. That's exactly what I was going to say. But, like, I don't have to now because he already did.
Do we know what's real anymore? Do we have any idea?
You're photocopying what he said? Wait a minute.
Well, like, I felt poignant for once, but I was trying to chime in and sit, and then, like, he stole my thunder, man.
He beat you to it. Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Everyone's not going to go along with it just like that. We're going to like robots more than...
But, you know, that's what, we're so connected that we're disconnected.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
We're so connected, we're disconnected. And it's only getting worse with the whole AI thing and all that. Like, soon we're not going to have to think at all. You know, we're all going to be out of a job and shit.
It's autism. I think it's an evolution thing, you know? It's like if you think like the autistic people, like how they function and stuff, it's not, you know, less social interaction, but goddamn, they're not smart as fuck. Like, the way their brains work, they're almost like computers, you know? It's crazy.
Like Rain Man.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the smartest people I
know.
People
with photographic memories, they make me so jealous.
Definitely not wearing my underwear. Kmart sucks.
Yeah, but everyone has really jumped on that train just yet. ChatGPT's the newest model out there of AI technology.
What's the second poem called? Well, I'm just going to put the date right here. I forgot. 7:30. I'm going to do it right now. Oh, can't wait to hear your eHarmony story, Dave. We were just talking about that, too. You should really write a book about that. You should. I bet it would be a bestseller. It's hilarious. Okay.
I don't.
So, now I'm going to.
Huh? Boo, I don't have it posted anywhere. I didn't see any place to post it on your schedule. So.
Oh, no, that's okay. We're just reading it. Well, the asshole kicked Raz off, and he kicked me off, so we're not. Both of us got kicked off again. So for 555 days.
Oh,
so I don't know where he comes up with that number, but Raz is just guilty by association. Me, he hates. We all know this. So that's what we're doing. But we're working on how to get out of there and just do it our own way. So we got a couple of things. We got a website. We can do it on an app, and we also got Discord. So I'm going to keep you posted on how we're going to do it. Because you know what? Fuck him. You know? We don't.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's never going to let me back. Just have the balls to say that.
If you want to send the link to Pee-wee, he's the only one that could read it.
Yeah, well, I can do it.
Do you want me to put it on the board
if you want, Dave.
No, Dave. Not send it to him to read it so that he could read along while you read it. He was the only one that could use the link. Because I can't see.
Yeah, you could see. He could see it on the board.
Raz's band, so you two are the only ones that have access to the actual writing, is what I'm saying. So that's why there's no place to put the link, because nobody here can really use it except Pee-wee.
Dave, can you imagine this, Dave? He actually has my entire ISP blocked, so anybody from my region can't even join. I had two friends try to get in, and they both were banned. Like, usually on the banned list, and I've been there many times, so I know this, usually on the banned list, there's maybe 3-4 people. Well, now there's 100. So it's like he's just banning everyone. So...
Wow.
Which is ridiculous, which means he's losing money, which means he's a stupid businessman, because you're losing out on potential gold members, but you're that fucked up that you feel that you need to do that, go that route. So that's just weird. So we're going to do Pee-wee first, and then we're going to do Dave. So here you go, Pee-wee, number two. Raz, I'll send you the line.
Someone who's a moderator.
Okay.
Dichotomy to ascendancy seems to me a duality. The suitcase of my mind's a shimmering murder scene. Tempted into fortune's fires and fickle-fingered fate. Breach the hole in the mast and the rudder to safe. Razor blade Tuesdays are drawn on the mirror. Messiah's lost as darkened days draw near. Clouded hazy days of castles and some moats. Rosary and hope lost at sea in a trireme afloat. Caged within a parchment page and entombed. Through a ringer of binding broken, inflamed and bruised. Conventions of indecision and superficial wisdoms need a vocabulary wing to fly out of this prison. Martyrdom grifted right from the backs of the gifted. Elliptical orbits painted in eight while sand shifted. Too sore, keep a score anymore, so what's in store? This world you live in, life you lead to whore. Walking sideways on talking sidewalks, I've thought. Hose it down, drown in bleach, see what you got. Elixirs, medicines, and grains helping on the pain. But sensation just wrong necessary to wake the brain.
Okay.
Yes, and
so now,
if you want to read it. Definitely.
Yeah, if you want to read it, that would be great.
Yeah, I can
talk. We could all get it. Yeah. Thank you.
To play with the new effect on my thing, so you know, like, to working on to it here. Okay, I got it. All right, we all ready for this?
Ready.
Yeah, drowning deep. Razor blade Tuesdays. Dichotomy to ascendancy seems to me a duality. Suitcase in my mind, a shimmering murder scene. Tempted into fortune's fires and fickle-fingered fate. Breached the hull and the mast and the rudder to save. Razor blade Tuesdays are drawn on the mirror. Messiah's lost as darkened days draw near. Cloudy, hazy days of castles into moats. Rosary and hope lost in a trireme afloat. Caged within a parchment page and entombed. Through a ringer binding broken, inflamed, and bruised. In visions of indecisions and superficial wisdoms, need a vocabulary wing to fly out of this prison. Martyrdom gifted right from the back of the gifted. Elliptical orbits painted in eight while sand shifted. Too sore to keep a score anymore for what's in store. The whole world you live in, life you lead's a whore. Walking sideways on talking sidewalks, I thought. Hose it down, drown in bleach, see what you got. Elixirs, medicines, and grains, they help to numb the pain. But sensations are thrown, necessary to wake the brain. It's the end.
Great. Yeah, I'm seeing good punctuation here. I like the even flow of the steady line measurement. It just flows into you like a shot of grain of, you know, pure white sand. Thank you very much, sir. What about you, Rack? What are you picking up on Pee Wee?
I'm liking this a lot. To me, you're saying, this is where I'm at. This is how I got here. And I enjoyed the journey with you. It wasn't an easy one. And, you know, you're not passing judgment on either one. You're just stating facts. You know, it's one thing to look at something and say a positive or negative thing about it, but you're attaching the emotion to it and letting us decide how we feel. So I really appreciate that. I think this is really cool.
Right on, man. It's kind of been a philosophy of mine through life. I've never been any, you know, I'm not going to judge anybody, so I'll just put shit out there, you know, and let you guys decide for yourself.
51 gigawatts. Yep. And Dave, would you like to come on this piece by Pee Wee Cousin?
I sent you the words, Dave, in your text.
What's that?
I sent you the words in your text on your phone.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he might need a minute to read it, so let him read it. I forgot to tell you that, but I didn't want to interrupt in the middle of the poem. But I like this one. I love the wording, dichotomy. It just you know, the duality, the inner rhyme. Like I said earlier, I love inline rhyme. It's not easy to do and do it right. I don't know if you meant to do it on purpose or not, but, and then the showcase of my mind shimmering murder scene, like, this is the razor blade Tuesdays are drawn on the mirror. Like I said, this is somebody that, or some, I mean, I think obviously you're still talking about drugs, right? But also maybe your relationship with drugs and with this person that you know you shouldn't be around. And I just really like the wording here. It's really cool. Elliptical, what do you say? Elliptical orbits painted my 8 and 8 while sand shifted too sore to keep score anymore. Like you're talking about an 8-ball, right? I mean,
well,
that's how it seems to me.
It could be. Shit, I don't know. Like, you know, that was just kind of some cool fucking scenery there, you know? Like,
yeah. It's almost like a drug-hazed dream, sort of.
Right. And it,
you know?
It does work back that way at the end of it there, because that's where it does. Where I say, you know, the sensations are thrown necessary to wake the brain. It's kind of a lot like what Raz's piece was about, you know, just like getting back to fucking real, be yourself, you know, don't be afraid to be fucking you. It's, you know, you are what you are, and it you're going to take some hurt, you know, you need that to fucking live.
Yeah. It's really good. I like the wording. It's really poetic, in my opinion. Good job.
What
do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I like this. It was really dark, but it was fascinating and it was interesting. I agree with what Rack said about it, and I thought it was. I don't know. I just enjoyed listening to him read it. I enjoyed the SoundCloud. I liked the storyline on it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
It almost had like a rock and roll vibe, like sort of like a Leaving Las Vegas vibe. Yeah.
Imagine that, you know?
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of,
that's a compliment, because I love that movie.
Yep. That's
thank you.
Kind of what my life has been for the most part, so, I mean.
Yeah, you got a dark vibe, like a good storytelling vibe. Like, I see you, like, writing some, like, a gritty book, sort of like, you know, the what's that one about the Nikki Sticks, like, the drug memoir?
Oh,
whatever,
yeah, yeah. Heroin Diaries.
Yeah, like that. Heroin Diaries,
yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I like him. Okay,
really
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's actually, I think he wrote part two, but,
oh,
sorry,
wait,
yeah, I was watching. Okay. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah, I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, Doc. We are ready then, my friend.
Okay. Hold on a minute here, just a second. Okay. This was called E-Date Listings You Always Wanted to Read. Says goes like this: my picture on my profile doesn't match me now. I am unrecognizable from it. It's only 10 years old. Truth be told, it's the only one I got. Use your imagination. That's what a real man would do. Truth is in the eye of the beholder for you. I love long walks on the beach at night someplace in the Caribbean. Can you afford me? Tell me true. If your bankroll is enough from you, I may not overhaul your ass if I don't think I have to. You need to ask yourself this question. What have you done for me today is my suggestion. If you expect any dates from me, even if I'm drier than a popcorn fart with my roadmap face, any other dates from you I'll chase because I'm incomparably phony. What kind of cars do you drive? Rolls or Bentley perhaps? Don't pick me up in a Geo Metro that flaps. I'm embarrassed easily in those things. All the men look my way. They can't believe that you would stay with a wrinkle queen that would say all the shit I said to you today in my own special way. Lilting words in my jackass brain. Come on now, David. Aren't you just dying to meet me? And boom.
Oh, shit. Whoa. My roadmap face. Funny.
Yeah. You have all kinds of stuff going on here with dating. That's great, Dave. And I like the references to the different cars. It made me reminisce. Yesterday was my mom's birthday, so my brother was over and his wife and kids, and we all rolled up in our SUV to the local store to get the birthday cake and the steaks for the barbecue. And, you know, it's like one of those ideas whenever you're in any vehicle, what are others thinking about who else is driving? So I like that thought there. Very good work, sir. Rack, would you like to comment on this by Gay Prophet?
This is excellent, Dave. Little lighter than usual. It's not as dark as normal.
Yeah, I know.
Very cool, though. Very cool.
Well, I owed Boo one, you know, so I wrote this one for her.
He always thinks of me. That's sweet, too, huh? You know?
Well, you're a darling woman, you know.
That's awesome.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Thank you. You're a darling man, too. So we're even. What do you think, Pee-wee?
No, Pee-wee drop. We're without Pee-wee.
Oh, you know what's funny about this? Well, there's all the whole thing funny, but my picture is 10 years old, right? So true, because you said that when you met most of them, they didn't look anything like the picture. And I could see that.
Yeah.
You know, it's all really false advertising, a lot of it. And like I told you the story about my friend who went to pick the chick up. I'm sure it's mentioned this already. But she was like, I'll meet you in front of Bank of America. And he was like, okay. So he goes up to Bank of America and he's like, yeah, I'm here. And she's like, I'm here too. Are you sure you're at the right address? Yeah, such and such. Okay, yeah, right. Such and such. They're at the right address. He's like, then she starts walking up, and I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, I'm like, oh my God, she doesn't look anything like the picture. He's like, I started to cringe. I was like, fuck, what do I do? I thought about just speeding away, but she was a nice enough girl, so I took her out. You know, I just took her out to eat real quick, hurried her through. He's like, but I was like the whole time, I was just like, oh my God, you're like 180 degrees in the other direction of what she said she'd be. And I remember you said that happened a lot. And then they picked me up in your Geo Metro, I think. That's 22. Oh, shit. You should really write a book called eHarmony Memoirs, something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I might because I'm working with a lady on eHarmony or ePoetry, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking about having her help me with my books and stuff, so that would be kind of fun, and I'm sure everybody get a big kick out of it. The first eHarmony date that I had, I was supposed to meet her at the Zigzag Inn up here for lunch, and I walked in there and I couldn't recognize her. I didn't know where the hell she was. She had to walk up to me, and you know, had I done the same thing that she did, yeah, and posted a 10-year old picture in there, we wouldn't have been able to meet because she wouldn't have recognized me either. So
right,
but I didn't.
That's why they say always do video chat.
You got to find a picture of something like a Pinto with a Mercedes badge on it or something, you know. You're selling a Pinto as a Mercedes, you know. It's such a bait and switch.
I dated this one gal, and she really gave me shit about the car I drove up in, you know, and she says, will you pick me up in this beater? And I said, well, it's a daily driver. I said, I've got another car that's a lot, much, much better, but it doesn't get the mileage that this one gets, you know, and, well, you should have drove it down here. I said, no, I shouldn't have.
You should have said, apparently neither do you.
Yeah, well, fuck you if you don't like it. You know, Jesus.
Yeah, you should have said you don't get the same mileage either.
Yeah, she didn't get the mileage I thought she should, but. Oh, I don't know.
These chicks, they want the man to do everything. They want them to make all the money. I want a man who makes six figures, and I want a man, but they don't want to do dick. They don't want to bring shit to the table.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Exactly right. Yeah. Yep. And, I don't know. I didn't know whether this one gal that I met down in Southern Oregon, she was a good-looking gal, really well-preserved. She had a nice body and all that stuff. And she had freckles all over, which I thought was kind of sexy. Anyhow, when I met her, we went to dinner, and then we got ready to leave, and she said, I have to go to the ladies' room. I said, okay. And she kissed me right on the lips, just out of nowhere. And I thought, wow, well, this is starting out pretty good. And that's as far as it went.
They say always do video chat, so you can really see, you know, what's up, and if they're a man or a woman. Because that happened to my friend too, and I told him, she's a chick, man. She's a chick. It's a chick. And I swear to God, she's a man. That's not a chick. And he's like, yeah, right, whatever. And then I told him, next time you video chat, pan down, make her show you your coochie for real, because you're going to be wasting a lot of time. He never did that until like 6 months later, and then he found out it was a dude.
Wow.
I said, come on, man.
Well,
he got Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to know what you're getting into. And there's
like
a lot of these chicks that do this shit.
Yeah.
And then he told me this is the fucked up part of the whole story. This is kind of fucked up. Well, not really. I guess it shows. Maybe it shows. I don't know what you guys think, but it's, he actually like fell for this person. So now then he was betwixt and between, like, should he leave or not? I'm like, what do you mean, should you leave or not?
Well, if somebody is not honest with you, to me, that gives you a license to get up and walk away from them, regardless of what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, they're not truthful with you, so they don't deserve anything more, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
That's why I look at it.
If they're tucking you,
there's a couple of states that have a law now where you have to be, you have a disclaimer of your transgender that you have to tell the other person.
Yeah. It's, people are just fucked up anymore. They really are, and they don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's not right. Because
I
just think they
report on transgenderism, and a higher amount of males have hostility issues for anyone who's a trans.
Well, I'm sorry. If you're pretending to be a female and I take you home and I'm a dude, I'm going to be fucking pissed. And, yeah, I'm going to want to kick your ass. So, you know, but guys get in trouble for that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's false advertising. Like, and
yeah,
here's the other thing. At what point do you mention that? Like, hey, by the way, FYI, dude. You know?
Yeah.
And it's tricky.
It's very hard to live in this society as a transgender, yeah.
You know, they had a whole big debate. They had a whole big blowout over there on Clubhouse. And when we were in the room, this one time this chick was like, you know, she's transgender. And I don't love all people. Let me say that. I'm not trying to change. But this chick was going off. She was like, what's the fucking debate? If you have a vagina, you're a woman. If you have a penis, you're a man. Like, what's the fucking confusion? That's true. You know what I mean? She's like, you're not me, and you will never be me. I know you want to be me. I know you want to be a female, but you ain't. You might look like one. You might act like one. You might dress like one, but you ain't one, honey, and you never will be. And the shit blew up after that.
Yeah.
Bear that in mind.
That's one subject I stay away from, along with religion and politics now. That's on my radar, too, because it always gets ugly. We can never seem to have a friendly conversation about it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you can't anymore. You used to be able to, but not anymore. People just, you know, they just...
Oh, no.
Just
God forbid you say even a word about the new Barbie movie, and then you're fired as a radio host.
Yeah. We can say whatever we want, though, over here. Whoever started that, we know who, about you can't curse on here and everything, that's not true. Read the rules here. You can if it pertains to what you're talking about. So Yeah, I just don't go using the words like, you know, just for the hell of it, I guess. But remember that when they say used to say that, Dave?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to curse on Blog Talk. Says who? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
It says her. Yeah. So.
No, there's old shows on Blog Talk that use all levels of insanity and profanity. You just have to backlog.
Shit, I listened to random shows over on Blog Talk. I found a good one the other night. I forget what it's called, but I think it's called Three Guys and Something, but it's three dudes sitting in their garage, and they're just talking about random shit, and it is so funny. They're complaining about their kids, their wife, and all kinds of shit.
They interviewed the president. They interviewed the president. They got the president to come to the goddamn garage. No joke.
That's it.
That's how I know about them. Yeah, they're just like three random dudes on a blog. They're like, let's see if we can get the president. And they got the president.
Hilarious. Yep. That's hilarious because there's this other one about two chicks, right? And they're both Japs, okay? Jewish American princesses, right? And that's what they call themselves, so it's okay to say it. And what they do is they send them out to like do dirty shit, like I mean talking get grimy. So they send these two like nails done, hair done, makeup perfect, fake tits. The whole nine, the $5,000 outfit, they send them out to, like, do shit. Like, one the last episode, they sent them into a bar to ride the cow, the bull. And that shit was hilarious.
Ride that
she was
bull.
Like, oh, I broke a nail. And they were like, coming up next is Barbie and her friend Skipper.
Oh, no.
It was just funny. And they were like, oh, this is so ill. Is this real
Barbie.
Leather? And she's getting on the bull, and she's like, is this real leather? It was just funny, man. And they get them all these weird positions. It's just funny as hell. Just random shit. Like, I like stuff like that. And it's supposed to be live. I think it might really be live. But she's got all her diamonds on, her earrings on. And she's like, how do I get on this thing? And they're like, ride it, baby, like you riding a man. And she's like, oh, my God, it's been years. It's just funny.
No more.
I'm going to get the name. But it's like,
Oppenheimer and Adderall.
You know, one of those sticks that they're going to break if you touch them. So... And yeah, there's a lot of good podcasts on that people don't really know about, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're more getting popular, you know. Like Joe Rogan, I think he has the most popular podcast on the net.
Yeah, he does. Joe Rogan was able to have a million freaking people listen to one of his shows podcasting in 24 hours.
Really...
That's the highest rated show. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's not really even that funny. He's supposed to be a comedian, but I don't think he's that funny.
Some of the comedians I've watched aren't funny at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them
just
are
like, what's his name, Kevin Hart? I don't think he's funny at all.
I don't either. A lot of those comedians like that, they just trash. They get up on stage and they trash talk things and say all kinds of their language is terrible. I mean, it's just it gets to be old shit after a while, you know.
Funny.
If that's as much as you can say, then
you
just
need a certain,
shut the
like,
fuck up
sense
and sit
of
there,
humor,
you know.
In order to enjoy,
you don't
got to
be vulgar to be funny
stuff.
At all. I don't think, you know.
No, you don't.
There's a channel on YouTube, Dry Bar Comedy. That they're all, I'll say PG-13. Not one of them is vulgar. They don't curse or anything like that. So yeah, you're right. You don't have to be vulgar to be funny because they sustain an entire channel without any you know. I think it's filmed in where Utah, where the Mormons are, or something. You know, so there's no cursing and dry bar because there's no drinking either. So yeah, it's cool. They got some good shows. There's a guy called Jason Hewlett who's hysterical. He does a lot of singing.
Oh yeah, I know he is. He is funny.
He performs Metallica and stuff like that. He does AC/DC, and Lady Gaga. All that stuff's in his act. And then there's another guy. He's got a puppet called Romeo. What's his name? Damn it. He's hysterical too. Really good comedians on that channel. It's called Dry Bar Comedy. So
Driver
there you
Harmony.
Go.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're on Spotify.
I'm
pictured if they're on Spotify.
Music pod. Yeah. That's my
I
promo.
I love stand-up comedy. It's good to laugh.
Promo?
It's good for you.
Yeah, it is.
What are you saying, Raz? Sorry.
Heartland Music Pod.
Say it again?
It's like Spotify, but like formatting of like country western type mentality for pod.
Taylor Mason.
You guys know that we're on Spotify, right? All of our episodes are on Spotify. You know that?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. And we're on Apple iTunes and Google Podcasts, Spreaker, everywhere. So Podbean, all of that, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're on all of those. So can always go back and listen. I like to go back to like some of my favorites and just crack up. Yeah. I have my favorites saved, so I'm figuring when I'm like 80, I'm going to listen to them and laugh and remember.
I'm only four years away from that.
It only feels that way, Dave.
Huh? What?
It only feels that way. Did you say that's only a couple years away?
I'm 76, so, you know, give me 4 years and I'll be 80.
You are? I didn't know you were 76. No, you don't seem like it at all.
No, thanks.
No way. You're well-deserved, no joke.
76.
Well, that's because I don't think. I try not to think.
And you got all your marbles.
Medical standards.
And you got all your marbles. See what handling cars and playing music does for you? It keeps you young.
That's right, Boo. That's right. Yeah, and that's what happens when you play piano, too, sweetheart.
Oh, that's good.
It just stopped it from getting eHarmony day.
Yeah, I also don't go in the sun hoping that's going to pay off. Yeah.
You what?
So, I don't really go in the sun hoping that's going to pay off, too, because I burn in like 10 minutes. Hey, Raz, can you see the studio? Because Pee Wee said he was going to call back, but I don't think he can get in now because it's almost over.
It's only worse. We have a call on the line. Hello?
Hey, that's me. You there?
Pee-wee?
Can you hear me?
Okay,
yeah,
there you
go.
Well, I'm surprised
you
got in so late.
I've been talking to you guys. I just thought you heard me. Shit.
No, you said you dropped.
I do have a short little piece I'd like to do real quick here, if you guys don't mind. It's like a 60-word thing.
Then I'll read mine, and then we'll go. Unless, Dave, you can read another one, too, because we all read, too, if you want.
Sure.
Okay, Pee-wee.
Okay.
This one's just been close to the heart, man, so it's wanted to get this one in. It's called Jack.
Okay.
In vain and flame, my reign. Kingdom of shame, built of mountainous blame. Pain and disdain is ingrained, inflames my brain. Conscience, maimed. I'm insane as hard rains ever stain. My mournful shame. Look back and I'll reminisce. Traits lacked. It's fact. Days, they're black. I'm smoking crack. Combing the carpet. Floor crummy smack. And I'm missing Jack. My dog, man. Some fucker stolen. Like,
oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah.
He's a motherfucker. Yes. Fucking animals
and like a lot of a dog, right? Especially when they're close to you.
Yeah.
Aww.
Dave can relate to that.
What's that?
Yeah.
He lost his dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, somebody stole him, man. That's even fucking worse, you know? Like, I had a...
Yeah.
Well, I had told... I know I told Boo just not too long within the last couple of months or whatever, basically, you know, split with my ex, you know, forever, fucking my whole life and shit. And then, like, when I was living with her, I got the dog, like, right when I was about to move out back to my place. And, yeah, I had him for 8 years. And then just about a month ago, a couple of months ago, maybe, she just fucking quit talking to me and bailed and then fucking... some asshole stole him. It's like, fuck, man.
Do you think she stole your dog?
No, she didn't do it. But
yeah,
fuck, I don't know who did. He was so friendly. That's the thing, that like anybody that went by on the road or whatever, you know, so it's hard fucking telling, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I know you can look for him, but do you make a report when that happens, or what happens with that?
No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I live in the country, so it's, you know, a lot of times he'd break his leash or whatever and take off running, but he'd come back and
robberies.
Like other dogs out
here. Yeah, reported less times in America because the consequences don't seem severe.
Yeah, if you
but sometimes they
but
come
here,
back, right?
I mean,
because my dog used to leave and come back.
Yeah.
If he goes on the wrong property, though, then fucking somebody will shoot his ass out here, you know, just because. So.
Yeah.
You know, fuck.
Well,
really a shame, yeah.
I hope he comes back. Maybe he will.
It's been 2 weeks now, so.
2 weeks?
So,
that's not too
yeah.
bad. My dog came back a couple months later, no joke. He just came to the door,
did,
and he just started scratching the door, and we were like, Buster's here. We're like, it's Buster, no way. And then he was just standing there like, hey, hi, what's up? And like, he hadn't even gone that long. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I've been hearing it, like, it's like, it sucks, because it's like, I'll be sitting there, and then I hear his ass, you know, and it's like, fucking go running and shit, and he ain't there. And it's been me and
that's
him,
like
basically,
losing
you know,
a family
like,
member. It's
the
just
last
as bad.
Years.
It's just as bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the stages of loss, the stages of pain and grief and all that. That's a family member. It's not even funny.
Oh.
Yeah. I hope he comes back. I'm going to pray.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I was breaking down at work the other day. Terrible.
Boo?
Yeah.
You still got your dog back. Unless they killed
did
the
you
dog,
say,
which would be unfortunate.
Did you say
really.
For me to put another
yeah.
poem on the board?
They go...
Yeah, you can read
there.
Another one. I hope
yeah, I got one
oh,
up
that's
there.
A sweet poem. Okay. Oh, that's. I hope he comes back. You know what? I have a vibe. My vibe's usually right. I have a vibe that he's going to. I don't want to, like, give you false hope, but I don't know
no,
if something tells me that he might.
I appreciate that because
yeah.
it's like, I know he didn't leave on his own volition because it was grocery day, and that motherfucker gets hooked up. I mean, like, he eats
yeah.
better than I do, so. He wasn't going nowhere, you
yeah,
know.
Right?
Like, so yeah,
well,
I got my fingers crossed.
Maybe whoever took him will get tired of feeding him, or they'll find him annoying. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they won't
that's,
be
well,
able to put up with him like you do and love him the way you do.
Well, that's what I
maybe.
Was hoping is that
yeah.
he's just gonna bug the fuck out of him until somebody just lets him go again. You know, make his way
yeah,
back here because.
Yeah.
Shit, he's got two couches here. Fucking, he's got one upstairs, one downstairs. He's got, man, he's got it made. He's got his own bedroom and shit.
He's hooked
like,
up for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just me and him.
I know, my
you know,
cat has a bed, her own bed, too.
He had it made.
Yeah. I hope he comes back.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good poem. Thank you. All right, Dave, hit it.
Okay, this one's called Proof Marks 2, and I wrote one earlier, a couple of years ago. It's called Proof Marks, so this is the second version of it. She thinks she's lost her gleam. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's no longer pretty. She wonders about all the way she looks. She questions her self-confidence. There are a million and one mothers that have been rode hard and put away wet by family, friends, and the world. But you'd never know it by looking at her going away from you in her yoga pants. All that locomotion still runs asynchronous at 110%. Breathtaking still garners the male response, wow. She's the refinement of family life. She's the refinement of time. She's the result of time's fine teeth gives her back a few crow's feet and some wrinkles she worries too much about. Those tiny marks at the corners of her pretty mouth, still equipped with a pirate smile, middle-aged siren so bewitching, soft neon sign above her pretty head glows in been there and done that, her head screwed on straight with machinist precision. She knows what she wants. She lets her heart make decisions that sometimes breaks all those promises she made to herself, sometimes brings on those tears, crystalline in their frustration, savage in their execution, just to hold this woman, kiss away her tears, show how beautiful she really is. All those crow's feet and a few wrinkles I call proof marks, no false pieces here, comes with the territory, tattoos of life, you only get one way, time's needles always sharp, their entropy tracks us all down, its inevitable touch ever so fine, inescapable, how it paints your portrait from day to day, dependent upon how she deals with it. Alcohol and drugs bring along their own demons, more than willing for a free ride, but that's not her. She stands before me in her yoga pants and flip-flops, her pretty toes still painted, long hair cascades down her shoulders, her questioning gaze asking me, am I still pretty, David? Would you kiss me if I ask you to? Her proof marks casting her in such a desirable lumen, at least to me, and so I said to her, would you allow me to worship you? Tears down her pretty cheeks now. She bows her head and her breath comes in jagged inspirations. A towel slung over her left shoulder, testament to her household duties. Her shoulders slumping from the weight of what I just said to her. She doesn't believe me. I take her pretty hand, her fingernails shorter from manual labor. Smells of household things, cleansers, cooking, tears. Put my arms around her, still tiny torso. I like how she feels. Nothing sharp or rough. I could get lost in this woman if she'd let me. I kiss her tears, still streaming from those pretty eyes, complete with crow's feet. Still knows how to cry. Still bewitching. Still mesmerizing when she looks at you. And still she doesn't realize this. And still she doesn't realize how sexy her proof marks really are. Give me a woman with proof marks any old day. Perfection is too distracting in life's reflections in that mirror that lies to us, showing us whom we are not. I tip her chin up and kiss her. Her kiss is electric, damn near, it knocks me to my knees. Give me all your proof marks, if you please. End of poem.
Oh, that's cute. I like how you call them proof marks. That's so much better than stretch marks and all the other imperfect things that women see. You know, I remember Dave Chappelle, he says that women, you're so worried about stretch marks and fat jiggling and all this other stuff, but we don't even notice that at all.
No.
We're happier they're participating. And,
yeah. You
know, it,
to me,
that's only women and other women, you know, what makes it so hard, and the advertisements and all the shit they tell you you're supposed to be, you know, superwoman and all that. You're supposed to cook, clean, suck, fuck, take care of the kids, whatever, all of that, be successful and... So we're so youth crazy, you know, but that's a woman who's well, you know, worn, you said put away dry, but well worn, but not in a bad way. And you appreciate it. And you see the lines around her mouth and you see the little things, but to you makes her more beautiful. That's every woman's dream right there, to think you're more sexy as you get older. Yeah,
I think they are.
It's the flaws that differentiate people, you know what I mean? That it's the little, like, anybody can deal with fucking somebody that's perfect, you know, but like when you actually have somebody that you love their flaws, you know, that's fucking something. It's
you know, it's
what do you think, Ralph?
When I was, go ahead.
Go ahead Dave.
Oh, I was when I was in my 20s, I used to date gals that were 35, 40, 50 years old. They were just more attractive to me, and I didn't have to stand on my head and stack BBs just to be with them. You know, it was just, you know, they were just fun to be with. And if they wanted to have sex with you, they'd come right out and ask you, we're gonna have sex when we get home, right? Well, yeah, you know.
You know, it's like people always say, would you love to go back to your 20s? I say, fuck no. I feel much more secure, beautiful, whatever, sexy, whatever you want to call it, now than ever in my 20s. So I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people would, I guess. What do you think, Rex?
If I could, I would go ask 40-year-olds. You're damn right, Dave. That's smart. That's worth that.
Plus, you don't got to teach them nothing. You know, they already know what they want. They know where they've been. They know where they're going. They know what's up. And you don't got to...
No one knows
what they're around the lady.
That's nonsense.
The biological clock kicks into overdrive.
So,
you still hear that? Yeah. Did Rat drop?
She's in an alternate reality at Test Site 38. I believe somewhere in Arizona desert. Being used for secret weapons.
Brad, did Rat drop?
Let me look. Yeah. Rack's not with us anymore.
Okay.
Thanks, Rack, for coming out.
I think
tonight.
That Rack would agree with you on that one anyways, Dave. For sure.
Huh?
I mean, you know what Chris Rock says? The only thing young girls know how to make is a reservation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, they don't want to cook. And I'm sorry, I don't want to teach somebody. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I don't got the time or the patience.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'll be done.
Yeah.
Next, you know, Test Site 5 instead of Test Site 38.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that song. Yeah. Too much information, did you say? Yeah. Well, you know, they say like, a lot of the younger women, who wants to deal with the drama and shit? Like, they're just idiots. Like, I saw this chick the other day, I'm sorry, the drunk bimbo, I like to call it. Oh my God, I'm so drunk, I'm so looked up. No one cares. Don't you know guys are turned off by that shit? Like, it's not sexy because you're a drunk, fucking lush, stupid, you know? It's just...
Oh, poor me. This is poor me shit. I can't stand that.
I can't stand that shit either.
They don't have any self-respect, and they run themselves down all the time. I told this one gal one time I was out with her, and she was doing that shit. I said, if you can't stop debasing yourself, then just don't say anything. I said, because I don't want to hear that shit. You know, I said, you're a nice gal. You're fun to be around. But don't do this poor me shit on me, or I'll boot you out of the car right where we're at, you know? It's just
horse
shit.
Reverse psychology bullshit. Yeah. You know? And they really, what they want you to say is, you're so gorgeous. You're so whatever. No, you're not. Yes, you are. No, you're not. You know? It's like, that shit is annoying. That shit's annoying.
Certain personalities connect others. They're different.
Yeah, true.
I think the best thing a woman can say to a man when he gives her a compliment is just thank you. That's
thank
all.
Thank you.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not. No, stop it. No. Oh, it's like, shut the fuck up. Either take it or don't. But, you know?
Yeah. Well, there is a better thing when that day, but you're not supposed to cross with their mouth full, you know?
Yeah. And I think some women are so weary because they're like, wait, what does he want? Does he really mean it? What's going on? You know, all the questions. But, you know, I heard a comedian say one time, listen, men are men. You know, we're hunters. We're gatherers. That's what we do. So every guy who meets you is wondering what it's like to fuck you. Doesn't matter. If it's the cashier at the grocery store, doesn't matter if it's the guy holding the door for you at the market or whatever. They're all thinking the same thing because we have sex on the brain, ladies. That's just how we're built.
Yeah. Men are just wired that way, you know. And if the women are going to walk around and advertise themselves with short skirts and tight pants and shit like that, then they got to expect a comment or two like that once in a while, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, Jesus.
Why are you wearing that shit if you don't want attention? You know?
Yeah, really.
I don't see any of that. 40-year-old in Miami. I told you.
Miami's one of the worst, most materialistic states there is. I mean, places there is, in my opinion. Yeah, I think they're worse than California, to be honest. You know?
You know, I got a funny little story for you guys. I had a real interesting experience down at Fred Meyer's the other day. I was walking into the store, and there was this nice-looking unit that came walking out the door. She had a cowboy hat on and long blonde hair and all this shit. And she looked at me, and I smiled at her. I said, good morning to you. And she's right where she was, and she says, well, good morning to you too, sir. And she says, men don't say that shit to me anymore. And I said, well, I'm saying it to you. And she's, well, God bless you. And I said, well, my dad just taught me that. And she starts giggling, and she's walking away shaking her head. She says,
I think I like your dad.
Yeah, she almost don't know what to do with herself because she's so used to not getting it. Like, you know, that's sad,
yeah.
Too. You know, like, my dad always stands up when women go to the bathroom, and they're like, what's your dad doing? And I'm like, he's just being polite. And he pulls out the chair, and that's what he does, holds the door open. You know, now you see people, they don't hold the door. They just let it crash in the chick's face. And it's just like, you know, help them. Polite men are going to get pussy a lot quicker than rude men.
Yeah. And even if the woman doesn't appreciate it, it doesn't hurt to do it anyway, you know, because it shows everybody else that you're a gentleman, you know.
Exactly.
Agree.
I grew up on the farm, so there's, you know, grand and grand would beat that shit into you, you know, you just manners, you know, yes, sir, no man, fucking just hold doors, it's what you do, you know.
Yeah, it's like second nature, I agree.
Yeah.
That's how it should be, but. Well, hey, I've had a good time tonight. I'm glad you guys came through. Thank you so much. And don't worry, we're not giving up. Just because we're not there doesn't mean we're not there.
It's cool.
Well, I want to just like
start my call.
Do you want to say your stuff, Raz?
Yeah, I like to thank Dave Prophet, Zappa, Raconteur, Miss Little Boo, and Pee Wee Cousin showing up for the show tonight. Zappa again, and Adam as well, having to be mentioned. I hope we catch him on one of these future blogs. Thank you all for coming out to Public Poetry. It's been a great time.
Yeah, thanks,
good
guys.
Night.
Thanks for your support. Love you, Dave. Love you, Pee Wee. Love you, Raz. Thank you.
so long.